progress has been achieved, obviously, in negotiations. And if it's a true negotiation and a successful one, no one should leave happy, because you gain some and you give some. And therefore, countries at this moment are realizing that they've got something, they gained something from the negotiations, but also they've lost some points. And I think a lot of red lines still remain, specifically in terms of the details of what to come under the Paris Agreement. And the agreement is that we continue our constructive discussions in the next year and probably in 2018.
Lebanon is facing a lot of challenges, especially after the Syrian crisis. How did that affect your country?
Well, the effect is definitely negative. We have around additional 30% of the population number in terms of Syrian refugees in the last 4 or 5 years. There's a lot of burden on the environment. There's an additional demand on electricity. There's an additional demand on water resources. But there's also additional generation of wastewater and solid waste. So all these, which somehow also contribute to greenhouse gas emissions, have actually exactly done that. And that's why the government has taken a decision that whenever there's support reaching the refugees, but also the host communities, that it should be directed towards building the resiliency of the community, be it in terms of energy, renewable energy provision, providing them with renewable energy sources, but also providing them with water.
Being part of the Vulnerable Forum today, how important is that for
Lebanon? It's extremely important, because although our emissions are not major globally, we do still have a certain moral responsibility towards countries that are even more vulnerable than we are. Economically, we might face a burden of $17 billion by 2040, if we continue on the same track that we are. However, if we are able to reduce the temperature increase to a maximum of 1.5, that burden would be reduced by 90%. So there's an internal reasons to join the CVF and push for a more ambitious global agreement in terms of a 1.5 degree as a global average temperature increases. But also, we do have a moral responsibility to assist and to do anything that we can towards other countries that are maybe in a worse position than we are.